It was a very ordinary day. The sun was shining, nothing unusual there. Birds were chirping, and the trees, I imagine, were swaying with the breeze. A crowd had gathered, which also wasn't unusual. John was a compelling speaker, teaching about repentance and the coming of God's kingdom. Many came to turn away from the values of the world, values that the Romans were seeking to impose on the people. They sought to get back in touch with who God was calling them to be as a people. And people would line up to be baptized in the river, to enter life anew. Meanwhile, on the banks of the river, family members and friends would gather, enjoy a meal, breaking bread with one another. It was a very ordinary day and a very ordinary baptism. Jesus was one among many that day who had gathered to receive baptism. A very ordinary baptism. The way Luke describes the baptism is plain and mundane. Jesus is just one amongst a multitude. Nothing special at all. It isn't until afterwards, while Jesus is praying, that heaven opens up and the Holy Spirit descends upon him like a dove. And then we hear the voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And suddenly, not such an ordinary day. Yet Luke only gives three sentences to the baptism of Jesus. Really only one sentence to the baptism itself. Before this, we hear about John and how people thought he might have been the Messiah. And no, he corrects them. It's not him. And then those verses that get skipped deal with how John gets arrested. And then the baptism. And then we move and we're given the age of Jesus at the age of his baptism, 30. And then his genealogy. But only three sentences are given to the baptism of the Son of God. The first two chapters of Luke's gospel are filled with grand stories, great sweeping narratives of Mary and Elizabeth. These are passages that are filled with song and with promise. And then come shepherds and angels who will visit the Holy Child. And you can imagine the scene in Bethlehem. But then things get quiet. Luke shares a story about how Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem when he was 12. But then things are quiet for 30 years. From the birth of Jesus to the date of his baptism, nothing for 30 years. Nothing from or about the Messiah for 30 years. Until one day, while sitting beside the River Jordan in prayer, the sky opens up, the Holy Spirit descends, and God's voice proclaims those wonderful words, words of love, words which are also for us. And I wonder if Luke is telling us something about how God operates with this passage, about the simplicity of things, the sense of the ordinary that we find. Once we get past all of the grand events associated with the birth of Jesus, the Nativity, we find that for 30 years, he lived a very ordinary life, a very ordinary existence. I imagine he would wake each day, break bread, and go and work. He would go to temple, travel to Jerusalem for Passover. I'm sure he laughed and cried. He would spend time with family and friends. But for 30 years, the Son of God lived and walked among us, and no one was the wiser. Now, Luke frames his gospel by telling us who the rulers of the day were. Yet for all of these important rulers, they didn't have a clue that the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, our King, was walking among them. And it makes you wonder about those shepherds the night that Jesus was born. Are they still waiting to see what will happen? What is their sense of expectation? Because we never hear from them again. Did they remember the events of that night when Jesus was born? What are they hoping will happen? As Reformed Christians, we acknowledge that baptism is an outward sign of something God has already done for us. God has already called us by name and blessed us through the Holy Spirit. And when we baptize with water, we're communicating to God that we understand and that we want to be called God's own. And the way that Luke narrates the baptism of Jesus is a reminder, really, of how Jesus operates in the world. He was there with the people. There's nothing grand about his baptism. My tongue's in my cheek as I say this, but he didn't arrange to have a cake afterwards, right? And I'm not knocking that. I had a cake after both my boys, right? But, you know, it was just an ordinary day. He was there with everyone else. His baptism happened the same way that everyone else's did. It's only that part where he's praying that sets him apart when the Holy Spirit comes down. But that's after the actual act of baptism. Luke reminds us that Jesus was interested in the ordinary occurrences of life. Jesus sees people that no one else does. And that's an essential theme that we see in Luke. Again, Luke frames the narrative with all these rulers and leaders of the day and the powers that be. But then his gospel sees us with Jesus seeing ordinary people that no one else sees, dealing with ordinary people that no one else sees. We think of that story of the Good Samaritan, who is never called good, by the way. But the Samaritan is the only one who truly sees the need, whose compassion compels him to action. The priest and the Levite, they see the injured man, but they only follow through on what their own needs are. They don't want to see through to the heart of the situation, and they aren't compelled to action. They don't see how the kingdom of God is working through acts of mercy and kindness. And this is one among many instances where Luke instructs on how Jesus sees the world. That Jesus sees the world the way that no one else does. Jesus sees those that no one else wishes to see. And I know that each of you has a story of a time, either when someone saw the need and hurt in you and responded with love, or of a time when you saw someone that no one else did, a time when you were able to give of yourself in order for another to be made whole. Baptism is a reminder that we are called into community with God. That we are asked to live according to a set of values which are defined by God. Baptism has less to do with being recognized as a member of the church. It isn't about the institution. It's about living in harmony with God. To see the signs that are around us which point to the brokenness of the world, and to see the other signs which lead toward healing. Luke, in his gospel, demonstrates all of this through a very ordinary encounter with Jesus. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended. This is how we find Jesus. On ordinary days, in ordinary circumstances, amongst ordinary people, doing the most ordinary of things. Just like breaking bread. Amen.